Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. A growing body of research is questioning the long-held belief that humans are inherently rational. But as Douglas Kenrick, professor of psychology at Arizona State University, reveals, taking the long view of humanity reveals the evolutionary rationale behind some seemingly foolish choices.
Psychologists revolutionized the field of economics by demonstrating that decisions are often irrational. One example is loss aversion. To a rational economist, $100 is worth exactly $100, whether it's coming or going. But numerous studies find that losing $100 has twice the psychological impact as winning that same $100. In evolutionary light, though, these decision biases might not be so irrational. In fact, loss aversion waxes and wanes in flexible ways depending on which evolutionary goal is currently on your mind. In one study, people were asked how happy or unhappy it would make them to gain or lose $100. When they were fearful, after imagining being alone in their house at night as someone breaks in, people were especially loss averse. In evolutionary perspective, our ancestors often lived at the margin of survival and would have wanted to be quite careful when they were feeling threatened. But the results were different for people in a mating frame of mind who'd imagined a romantic encounter with someone highly attractive. In fact, for men in a romantic frame of mind, loss aversion completely disappeared. Again, in evolutionary light, male mammals who didn't take chances in the mating arena didn't find mates. For women, though, mating motivation led them to be slightly more loss averse. Females pay a high cost of pregnancy and nursing, so need to be careful about mating decisions. These kinds of findings contradict both the classic view of humans as eminently rational and the more recent view of humans as hopelessly irrational. Instead, our biases seem to be rational at a deeper level, designed to maximize evolutionary success. Biases our ancestors developed millions of years ago can affect decisions we make today in ways that influence our finances for years to come.
That was Douglas Kenrick of Arizona State University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own, giving all profits to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years. And from Mount Holyoke College, never fear change.